This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We come now to the final couplet in my reflections on what I've come to know about my Savior Jesus Christ. He is universal in his appeal, but exclusive in his relationships. He came to his own, but they didn't receive him. But anyone who would come to him by faith would be accepted. God loved the world, that is, everyone in the world. Jesus said that if he were lifted up, he would draw everyone to himself. God wants everyone to be saved. Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. The provision has the potential to reach everyone in the whole world, but he requires you to respond to his appeal. All who genuinely come to him, he receives. They enter into an exclusive relationship in which he is not ashamed to be called their brother, Hebrews 2:11. 2 Peter 1:3-4 says, "The key to releasing divine power, to give you generously everything you need for life and godliness, is getting to know the one who called you by his own glory and goodness. The same is true when you personally receive the very great and precious promises. They enable you to participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world. Remember, the key is knowing experientially our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Dr. Wiest explains, "It was the attracting power of our Lord's beautiful life that worked effectively in the act of God calling us into salvation." Don't limit your focus on the power and promises given. Focus on the giver of all you need to live in a Christ-like way. That one is none other than Jesus Christ. You can review this script by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.